In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning, everyone. This is Word for Life, a broadcast from Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. My name is Pastor Scott Sander, one of the associate pastors here at Brookside, and I'm joined by our senior pastor, Pastor Ken Keltner, this morning as we've been going through the book of Judges. If you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to join us Sunday mornings at 9 and 10:15. We also have Sunday schools for children and adults, and we have Sunday evening services at 6 o'clock as well. And Pastor Ken, we're getting ready to wrap up this book of Judges, which has been an interesting, a challenging, an oftentimes sad book, because it's a very real picture that's relatable to our day. And we left off with the tribe of Benjamin knocked down to 600 people from their own sin, but this was done at the hands of their brothers. Their brothers, like you said, they kind of amputated a member of their own body here, yeah, as it were. But God, we'll see where God still is in this plan for Benjamin and what he provides for them as we finish up Judges.
Yeah, we are going to finish it up today. I think I began with 2021 with sharing with you six statements. Let me just review those. The first is, when God's law is ignored, moral degradation results. And that is something that we have clearly seen today, and we've seen it in the book of Judges. And then when repentance takes place, restoration and victory follow. And you saw that with the 11 tribes coming back and saying, God, forgive us. We have been idolatrous and we've been in sin. And then, yet when pride prevails, God's going to judge. And we saw the pride on the part of the Benjamites when the 11 tribes come out. We've already whipped them twice. I mean, right. What do they want?
Yeah.
You know, same song, third verse here, we're going to whip them again. And they were utterly destroyed at that particular battle. And then our fourth point that we looked at is, when self-righteousness rules, lives are destroyed. And that's kind of what you were alluding to. The 11 tribes are just actually about ready to dismember, you know, the Benjamites from even being a tribe in Israel now. And so that's kind of where we left off. And many scholars feel this chapter is here and ends with verse 25, as it does, because when there is no knowledge of God in the land and ignorance reigns, you just don't get Judges 17, 18, and 19 and a group of perverts, rapists, and murderers. You also get Judges 20 and 21, a group of religious people who can't contain their zeal and they become cruel, hurtful, and harmful to people. Paul's message to Titus in Titus chapter 3 was, be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility. I mean, that's speaking to us as believers today.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know, if I talk to folks at your workplace, that they'd say, you're fun to be with.
Right.
You're peaceable. Mm-hmm. Or are you cantankerous? Are you rude? Or are you gentle? Is there a sense of humility, or is it, you know, tell me what you're trying to do and I'll tell you how to do it.
Right.
Kind of idea. You know, many a parent has turned their kids away and they've hurt them with a very hateful attitude, and yet they come across like they're all spiritual. And kids want none of it. The Israelites compound the problem as they remember the oath that they actually made at Mizpah. And verse 5 gives us this reminder. Why don't you look at verse 5 for us, Scott, and read that.
The children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not come up with the assembly to the Lord? For they had made a great oath concerning anyone who would not come up to the Lord at Mizpah, saying, he shall surely be put to death.
Here we go with another harsh vow.
Right.
They're kind of in the vow moment here. There's a principle which says it's never right to do wrong in order to get a chance to do right. And Israel just blows that up and goes right up against Jabesh Gilead, non-combatants in the fight against Benjamin. 12,000 of the best fighters go east of the Jordan River and wipe out everyone except for 400 virgins. The people of Jabesh-Gilead, now they were part of that half-tribe of Manasseh that lived east of the Jordan River because there was good grass there for them, for their herds. And that goes all the way back. They asked Moses, mm-hmm. can we have this? Yeah, if you will go and help your fellow family move into the promised land, you help them run out the inhabitants of the land, you can have that land. And so, you know, Moses had given them that permission. But if you study the rest of history concerning this tribe, it will attest that they were plagued with problems. Those 2.5 tribes were the first to fall into idolatry and the first to be taken by the Assyrians. Judgment came down on them first. It's interesting that the only act of righteousness recorded for us concerning Jabesh-Gilead was in the days of King Saul. You can read about it in 1 Samuel chapter 11. It was as though they still wanted to be part of the people of God. They still wanted the blessings of the people of God, but they wanted to live on the outskirts because the grass was greener, but it ended in compromise. Friends, I hope that's not a picture of you wanting the blessing of God's people, but just don't want to be among them, though. I want to see how far I can live on the outside and still have the blessings of God's grace. Be careful. Be careful. You separate yourself from the body. You're easy pickings for the enemy that Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And Satan got a hold of this group there in Jabesh-Gilead. He'll devour us just as easily. And so they're going to give these virgins. So they wipe out Jabesh-Gilead, but they have 400 virgins, and so they're going to give these virgins to the 600 Benjamites left, because remember, all the women and the young ladies were killed in this terrible battle that took place, and only 600 Benjamites were left. The problem is that it doesn't add to 600, 200 men left out.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 400 virgins and you got 600 Benjamites. Okay.
That math doesn't add up.
No, either. You got 200 more guys.
You mentioned about how scripture, Pastor Ken, refers to Satan as a roaring lion. Kind of what we see here with Satan and with sin, and we see it even today, is people want to treat it more like a little friendly kitty cat.
Oh yeah.
Than a roaring lion.
Yeah.
They think they could just keep this tamed and under control, and but no, it'll get out of its cage and devour you.
And that's one of the lies Satan loves. He number one, that, I mean, who am I to hurt anybody? Mm-hmm. All right. But hey, you can sin, and well, number one, you can sin and get away with it, which is a lie. And then hey, you can sin, and anytime you want to stop, you can stop.
Right.
And that's a lie, because Solomon in Proverbs 5 said, no, you're holding by the cords of your iniquities. I mean, Satan knows it'll grip us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people that are addicted to something and they want to break free from it, but they can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been ensnared. But we come to our fifth statement here. When theology and morality are separated, a moral fog develops. Right and wrong are not what men think, but what God says. You talk about working around a vow. Here it is in these verses. They still need 200 virgins for the Benjamite men that are left. And they were heartsick since they had almost annihilated the whole tribe of Benjamin. So they get together and realize that the Feast of Tabernacles is approaching, and the young virgins from Shiloh would come to dance. So they send the message to the Benjamite men still living, have your 200 men come to Shiloh and hide in the vineyards. And when the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance, take your pick. Go after the beauty queens and kidnap them. By the way, fathers of Shiloh, don't stress out thinking that you're guilty of breaking the oath. Your daughters were snatched from you. You did not give them to the Benjamites. Man, can you see the rationalization of men? I mean, does it sound stupid? It is, and I believe it's meant to sound stupid, because that's precisely what happens when you have a culture that doesn't know God, and a group of religious instructors who fail to communicate the law of God. You end up with a culture that is separated between perverts and Pharisees that have excessive religious zeal, mean-spirited in the name of Jesus. Which brings us to this last statement. When God is not king, idolatry reigns. There's an extremely important insight here into this verse and very relevant for us today. God was king. God is king. Make no mistake about it. But he was not the master of the lives of these men during this time in Israel's history. Thus, it was a society filled with violence, idolatry, gross immorality, utterly pagan. And they thought all was right because they viewed it from their own value system. They didn't view it from God's. And so for us today, in this 21st century, we live in a society that really has no standards, with a basic life philosophy that says, hey, if you think it's right, just go ahead and do it. By the way, that philosophy is not just lived outside the church walls either. When God is king and Jesus is Lord of your life, then the principle of do all will be your passion. Do all for the glory of God. That is the Christian's duty and moral standard. For all that is done, that he, our king, will receive the glory and the honor due to him. Well, friends, after studying this book, can you account for the fact that there is still an Israel? It can only be that God is true to his word and he continued to dwell in the midst of his people in spite of their sin. It can only be because God's grace is far more tenacious than his people's depravity, and he insists on still holding them fast, even in their sinfulness and their stupidity. I thank the Lord for what we read in Lamentations chapter 3, because it's because of God's mercies that we're not consumed.
And they're new every morning.
And his compassion and his faithfulness is great. I'm thankful. And I hope you are too, my friend, that God doesn't give up on you. He doesn't give up on me today. That we are here today, let us know that God's mercy, and as we just said, his compassion is new. His desire is really to be our master and Lord. And I pray this, we say this passage, that it would really, really bring conviction that our love would abound more and more in our own knowledge and our discernment, that we may approve the things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ. As Paul said, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and to the praise of God. And so I hope we take a book like Judges and we say, God, help me not to point my finger at them. Help me to point my finger at myself.
All right.
And I don't know what it is that could be idolatrous to God in his sight with what we're doing or how we're living. But I pray that as we have looked at this book, and it's taken us a few months to get through the book of Judges, that we will not say, well, I'm going to do what's right in my own eyes, but that we will acknowledge our Lord as King and honor and glorify him. So we thank you for being with us through our study of Judges, and we'll move on and in our study of Scripture, and hope and trust that you'll be able to join us in our next broadcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.